Some might call it a greenhouse, but it's far more than plants under glass. It's an amazing facility doing cutting-edge research, and it's today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
As John Adams explains, it all began in the late 1980s when researchers were looking at different ways humans, plants, and animals might be able to survive in the future.
This group of people in southern Arizona were looking to build a completely sealed environment, first and foremost to understand the intricacies of Earth's systems and how they interact with one another and work. But also an overarching theme was the idea of, could you take this understanding and apply it to the colonization of another planet, for example?
That led to an experiment that many of us may remember.
Eight people were sealed inside in September of 1991. They successfully stayed inside for that 2 years. Now, they had some challenges, and I think many of us heard about those challenges, and one of the big ones was dealing with soils. So they created very rich soils to support the intensive growth in their agricultural space, but also their rainforest.
The respiration of microorganisms in the soil outpaced plant photosynthesis, creating a decline in the amount of oxygen within biosphere 2.
Oxygen got down to 14.2%, and CO2 continued to rise, but it was really that decrease in oxygen that ultimately led to the necessity of adding oxygen in the system.
The fact supplemental oxygen was pumped into the biosphere was not initially disclosed.
And it was this that really sort of compromised some of their integrity, but nonetheless, they achieved a remarkable feat. So even today, I hear people say, well, Biosphere 2, those early days, it was a failure. There's no science project that's a failure. In fact, we learn much more from those that happen contrary to what we hypothesized.
Biosphere 2 is today operated by the University of Arizona. It conducts important research, and it's open to visitors. Our story continues next time as we travel the countryside near Oracle, Arizona. I'm Andrew McCrae.